The Book of Exodus, Chapter 12. The manner of preparing and eating the Paschal Lamb. The firstborn of Egypt are all slain. The Israelites depart. And the Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, This month shall be to you the beginning of months. It shall be the first in the months of the year. Speak ye to the whole assembly of the children of Israel, and say to them, On the 10th day of this month let every man take a lamb by their families and houses. But if the number be less than may suffice to eat the lamb, he shall take unto him his neighbor that joineth to his house, according to the number of souls which may be enough to eat the lamb. And it shall be a lamb without blemish, a male of 1 year, according to which rite also you shall take a kid. And you shall keep it until the 14th day of this month. And the whole multitude of the children of Israel shall sacrifice it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood thereof, and put it upon both the side posts, and on the upper door posts of the houses, wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh that night, roasted at the fire, and unleavened bread with wild lettuce. You shall not eat thereof anything raw, nor boiled in water, but only roasted at the fire. You shall eat the head with the feet and entrails thereof. Neither shall there remain anything of it until morning. If there be anything left, you shall burn it with fire. And thus you shall eat it. You shall gird your reins, and you shall have shoes on your feet, holding staves in your hands, and you shall eat in haste, for it is the phase, that is the passage, of the Lord. And I will pass through the land of Egypt that night, and will kill every firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgments. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be unto you for a sign in the houses where you shall be. And I shall see the blood, and shall pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you, when I shall strike the land of Egypt. And this day shall be for a memorial to you, and you shall keep it a feast to the Lord in your generations with an everlasting observance. 7 days shall you eat unleavened bread. In the first day there shall be no leaven in your houses. Whosoever shall eat anything leavened from the first day until the seventh, that soul shall perish out of Israel. The first day shall be holy and solemn, and the seventh day shall be kept with the like solemnity. You shall do no work in them except those things that belong to eating. And you shall observe the feast of the unleavened bread. For in this same day I will bring forth your army out of the land of Egypt, and you shall keep this day in your generations by our perpetual observance. The first month, the 14th day of the month in the evening, you shall eat unleavened bread, until the 21st day of the same month in the evening. 7 days there shall not be found any leaven in your houses. He that shall eat leavened bread, his soul shall perish out of the assembly of Israel, whether he be a stranger or born in the land. You shall not eat anything leavened. In all your habitations you shall eat unleavened bread. And Moses called all the ancients of the children of Israel, and said to them, Go, take a lamb by your families, and sacrifice the phase. And dip a bunch of hyssop in the blood that is at the door, and sprinkle the transom of the door therewith, and both the door cheeks. Let none of you go out of the door of his house till morning. For the Lord will pass through, striking the Egyptians, and when he shall see the blood on the transom and on both the posts, he will pass over the door of the house, and not suffer the destroyer to come into your houses and to hurt you. Thou shalt keep this thing as a law for thee and thy children forever. And when you have entered into the land which the Lord will give you, as he hath promised, you shall observe these ceremonies. And when your children shall say to you, What is the meaning of this service? You shall say to them, It is the victim of the passage of the Lord, when he passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, striking the Egyptians and saving our houses. And the people, bowing themselves, adored. And the children of Israel, going forth, did as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron. And it came to pass at midnight, the Lord slew every firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh, who sat on his throne, unto the firstborn of the captive woman that was in the prison, and all the firstborn of cattle. And Pharaoh arose in the night, and all his servants, and all Egypt, and there arose a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house wherein there lay not one dead. And Pharaoh, calling Moses and Aaron in the night, said, Arise, and go forth from among my people, you and the children of Israel. Go, sacrifice to the Lord as you say. Your sheep and herds take along with you, as you demanded, and departing bless me. And the Egyptians pressed the people to go forth out of the land speedily, saying, We shall all die. The people therefore took dough before it was leavened, and tying it in their cloaks, put it on their shoulders. And the children of Israel did as Moses had commanded. And they asked of the Egyptians vessels of silver and gold, and very much raiment. And the Lord gave favor to the people in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them, and they stripped the Egyptians. And the children of Israel set forward from Ramesses to Succoth, being about 600,000 men on foot, besides children. And a mixed multitude without number went up also with them, sheep and herds and beasts of divers kinds, exceeding many. And they baked the meal which a little before they had brought out of Egypt in dough. And they made earth cakes unleavened, for it could not be leavened, the Egyptians pressing them to depart, and not suffering them to make any stay. Neither did they think of preparing any meat. And the abode of the children of Israel that they made in Egypt was 430 years, which being expired, the same day all the army of the Lord went forth out of the land of Egypt. This is the observable night of the Lord, when he brought them forth out of the land of Egypt. This night all the children of Israel must observe in their generations. And the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, This is the service of the phase. No foreigner shall eat of it, but every bought servant shall be circumcised, and so shall eat. The stranger and the hireling shall not eat thereof. In one house shall it be eaten, neither shall you carry forth of the flesh thereof out of the house, neither shall you break a bone thereof. All the assembly of the children of Israel shall keep it. And if any stranger be willing to dwell among you, and to keep the phase of the Lord, all his males shall first be circumcised, and then shall he celebrate it according to the manner. And he shall be as that he is born in the land. But if any man be uncircumcised, he shall not eat thereof. The same law shall be to him that is born of the land, and to the proselyte that sojourneth with you. And all the children of Israel did as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron. And the same day the Lord brought forth the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt by their companies. Chapter 13. The Paschal solemnity is to be observed, and the firstborn are to be consecrated to God. The people are conducted through the desert by a pillar of fire in the night and a cloud in the day. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Sanctify unto me every firstborn that openeth the womb among the children of Israel, as well as men as of beasts, for they are all mine. And Moses said to the people, Remember this day in which you came forth out of Egypt and out of the house of bondage, for with a strong hand hath the Lord brought you forth out of this place, that you eat no unleavened bread. This day you go forth in the month of new corn. And when the Lord shall have brought thee into the land of the Canaanite, and the Hethite, and the Amorite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite, which he swore to thy fathers that he would give thee a land that floweth with milk and honey, thou shalt celebrate this manner of sacred rites in this month. 7 days shalt thou eat unleavened bread, and on the seventh day shall be the solemnity of the Lord. Unleavened bread shall you eat 7 days. There shall not be seen anything leavened with thee, nor in all thy coasts. And thou shalt tell thy son in that day, saying, This is what the Lord did to me when I came forth out of Egypt. And it shall be as a sign in thy hand, and as a memorial before thy eyes, and that the law of the Lord be always in thy mouth, for with a strong hand the Lord hath brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Thou shalt keep this observance at the set time from days to days. And when the Lord shall have brought thee into the land of the Canaanite, as he swore to thee and thy fathers, and shall give it to thee, thou shalt set apart all that openeth the womb for the Lord, and all that is first brought forth of thy cattle, whatsoever thou shalt have of the male sex, thou shalt consecrate to the Lord. The firstborn of an ass thou shalt change for a sheep, and if thou do not redeem it, thou shalt kill it, and every firstborn of men thou shalt redeem with a price. And when thy son shall ask thee tomorrow, saying, What is this? Thou shalt answer him, With a strong hand did the Lord bring us forth out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. For when Pharaoh was hardened and would not let us go, the Lord slew every firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of man to the firstborn of beasts. Therefore I sacrifice to the Lord all that openeth the womb of the male sex, and all the firstborn of my sons I redeem. And it shall be as a sign in thy hand, and as a thing hung between thy eyes for remembrance, because the Lord hath brought us forth out of Egypt by a strong hand. And when Pharaoh had sent out the people, the Lord led them not by the way of the land of the Philistines, which is near, thinking lest perhaps they would repent if they should see wars arise against them and would return into Egypt. But he led them about by the way of the desert, which is by the Red Sea. And the children of Israel went up armed out of the land of Egypt. And Moses took Joseph's bones with him, because he had adjured the children of Israel, saying, God shall visit you, carry out my bones from hence you. And marching from Succoth, they encamped in Etham in the utmost coasts of the wilderness. And the Lord went before them to show the way by day in a pillar of cloud, and by night in a pillar of fire, that he might be the guide of their journey at both times. There never failed the pillar of cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night, before the people. Chapter 14. Pharaoh pursueth the children of Israel. They murmur against Moses, but are encouraged by him, and pass through the Red Sea. Pharaoh and his army, following them, are drowned. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel. Let them turn and encamp over against Phehaheroth, which is between Magdal and the sea, over against Beelzephon. You shall encamp before it upon the sea. And Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, They are straitened in the land, the desert hath shut them in. And I shall harden his heart, and he will pursue you. And I shall be glorified in Pharaoh and in all his army, and the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord. And they did so. And it was told the king of the Egyptians that the people was fled. And the heart of Pharaoh and of his servants was changed with regard to the people, and they said, What meant we to do, that we let Israel go from serving us? So he made ready his chariot, and took all his people with him. And he took 600 chosen chariots, and all the chariots that were in Egypt, and the captains of the whole army. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued the children of Israel, that they were gone forth in a mighty hand. And when the Egyptians followed the steps of them who were gone before, they found them encamped at the seaside. All Pharaoh's horses and chariots and the whole army were in Phehaheroth before Beelzephon. And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel, lifting up their eyes, saw the Egyptians behind them. And they feared exceedingly, and cried to the Lord. And they said to Moses, Perhaps there were no graves in Egypt. Therefore thou hast brought us to die in the wilderness. Why wouldst thou do this to lead us out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we spoke to thee in Egypt, saying, Depart from us, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it was much better to serve them than to die in the wilderness. And Moses said to the people, Fear not, stand and see the great wonders of the Lord, which he will do this day. For the Egyptians whom you see now, you shall see no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. And the Lord said to Moses, Why criest thou to me? Speak to the children of Israel to go forward. But lift thou up thy rod, and stretch forth thy hands over the sea, and divide it, that the children of Israel may go through the midst of the sea on dry ground. And I will harden the heart of the Egyptians to pursue you. And I will be glorified in Pharaoh, and in all his host, and in his chariots, and in his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, when I shall be glorified in Pharaoh, and in his chariots, and in his horsemen. And the angel of God, who went before the camp of Israel, removing, went behind them, and together with him the pillar of the cloud, leaving the fore part, stood behind, between the Egyptians' camp and the camp of Israel. And it was a dark cloud, and enlightening the night, so that they could not come at one another all the night. And when Moses had stretched forth his hand over the sea, the Lord took it away by a strong and burning wind blowing all the night, and turning it into dry ground, and the water was divided. And the children of Israel went in through the midst of the sea dried up, for the water was as a wall on their right hand and on their left. And the Egyptians pursuing went in after them, and all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and horsemen through the midst of the sea. And now the morning watch was come, and behold, the Lord, looking upon the Egyptian army, through the pillar of fire and of the clouds, slew their host, and overthrew the wheels of the chariots, and they were carried into the deep. And the Egyptians said, Let us flee from Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against us. And the Lord said to Moses, Stretch forth thy hand over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots and horsemen. And when Moses had stretched forth his hand towards the sea, it returned at the first break of the day to the former place. And as the Egyptians were fleeing away, the waters came upon them, and the Lord shut them up in the middle of the waves. And the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen of all the army of Pharaoh, who had come into the sea after them. Neither did there so much as one of them remain. But the children of Israel marched through the midst of the sea upon dry land, and the waters were to them as a wall on the right hand and on the left. And the Lord delivered Israel on that day out of the hands of the Egyptians. And they saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore, and the mighty hand that the Lord had used against them. And the people feared the Lord, and they believed the Lord, and Moses his servant. Chapter 15. The Canticle of Moses. The bitter waters of Marah are made sweet. Then Moses and the children of Israel sung this canticle to the Lord, and said, Let us sing to the Lord, for he is gloriously magnified. The horse and the rider he hath thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my praise, and he is become salvation to me. He is my God, and I will glorify him, the God of my father, and I will exalt him. The Lord is as a man of war, almighty is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army he hath cast into the sea. His chosen captains are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They are sunk to the bottom like a stone. Thy right hand, O Lord, is magnified in strength. Thy right hand, O Lord, hath slain the enemy. And in the multitude of thy glory thou hast put down thy adversaries. Thou hast sent thy wrath, which hath devoured them like stubble. And with the blast of thy anger the waters were gathered together. The flowing waters stood. The depths were gathered together in the midst of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue and overtake. I will divide the spoils. My soul shall have its fill. I will draw my sword. My hand shall slay them. Thy wind blew, and the sea covered them. They sunk as lead in the mighty waters. Who is like to thee among the strong, O Lord? Who is like to thee, glorious in holiness, terrible and praiseworthy, doing wonders? Thou stretchest forth thy hand, and the earth swallowed them. In thy mercy thou hast been a leader to the people, which thou hast redeemed. And in thy strength thou hast carried them to thy holy habitation. Nations rose up and were angry. Sorrows took hold on the inhabitants of Philistium. Then were the princes of Edom troubled. Trembling seized on the stout men of Moab. All the inhabitants of Canaan became stiff. Let fear and dread fall upon them in the greatness of thy arm. Let them become unmovable as a stone until thy people, O Lord, pass by, until this thy people pass by, which thou hast possessed. Thou shalt bring them in and plant them in the mountain of thy inheritance, in thy most firm habitation, which thou hast made, O Lord, thy sanctuary, O Lord, which thy hands have established. The Lord shall reign for ever and ever. For Pharaoh went in on horseback with his chariots and horsemen into the sea, and the Lord brought back upon them the waters of the sea. But the children of Israel walked on dry ground in the midst thereof. So Mary, the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women went forth after her with timbrels and with dances. And she began the song to them, saying, Let us sing to the Lord, for he is gloriously magnified. The horse and his rider he hath thrown into the sea. And Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea. And they went forth into the wilderness of Sir, and they marched 3 days through the wilderness, and found no water. And they came into Marah, and they could not drink the waters of Marah, because they were bitter. Whereupon he gave a name also agreeable to the place, calling it Marah, that is, bitterness. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, What shall we drink? But he cried to the Lord, and he showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters, they were turned into sweetness. There he appointed him ordinances and judgments. And there he proved him, saying, If thou wilt hear the voice of the Lord thy God, and do what is right before him, and obey his commandments, and keep all his precepts, none of the evils that I laid upon Egypt will I bring upon thee, for I am the Lord thy healer. And the children of Israel came into Elim, where there were 12 fountains of water, and 70 palm trees, and they encamped by the waters. Chapter 16. The people murmur for want of meat. God giveth them quails and manna. And they set forward from Elim, and all the multitudes of the children of Israel came into the desert of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, the 15th day of the second month after they came out of the land of Egypt. And all the congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said to them, Would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat over the flesh pots and ate bread to the full. Why have you brought us into this desert, that you might destroy all the multitude with famine? And the Lord said to Moses, Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you. Let the people go forth and gather what is sufficient for every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or not. But the sixth day let them provide for to bring in, and let it be double to that they were wont to gather every day. And Moses and Aaron said to the children of Israel, In the evening you shall know that the Lord hath brought you forth out of the land of Egypt. And in the morning you shall see the glory of the Lord, for he hath heard your murmuring against the Lord. But as for us, what are we that you mutter against us? And Moses said, In the evening the Lord will give you flesh to eat, and in the morning bread to the full, for he hath heard your murmurings, with which you have murmured against him. For what are we? Your murmuring is not against us, but against the Lord. Moses also said to Aaron, Say to the whole congregation of the children of Israel, Come before the Lord, for he hath heard your murmuring. And when Aaron spoke to all the assembly of the children of Israel, they looked towards the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in a cloud. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, I have heard the murmuring of the children of Israel. Say to them, In the evening you shall eat flesh, and in the morning you shall have your fill of bread, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God. So it came to pass in the evening that quails coming up covered the camp, and in the morning a dew lay round about the camp. And when it had covered the face of the earth, it appeared in the wilderness small, and as it were beaten with a pestle, like under the hoarfrost on the ground. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, Manhu, which signifieth, What is this? For they knew not what it was. And Moses said to them, This is the bread which the Lord hath given you to eat. This is the word that the Lord hath commanded. Let everyone gather of it as much as is enough to eat, a gomer for every man, according to the number of your souls that dwell in a tent. So shall you take of it. And the children of Israel did so. And they gathered, one more, another less. And they measured by the measure of a gomer. Neither had he more that had gathered more, nor did he find less that had provided less, but every one had gathered according to what they were able to eat. And Moses said to them, Let no man leave thereof till the morning. And they hearkened not to him, but some of them left until the morning, and it began to be full of worms, and it putrefied, and Moses was angry with them. Now every one of them gathered in the morning as much as might suffice to eat, and after the sun grew hot, it melted. But on the sixth day they gathered twice as much, that is, two gomers every man. And all the rulers of the multitude came and told Moses. And he said to them, This is what the Lord hath spoken. Tomorrow is the rest of the Sabbath sanctified to the Lord. Whatsoever work is to be done, do it. And the meats that are to be dressed, dress them. And whatsoever shall remain, lay it up until the morning. And they did so as Moses had commanded, and it did not putrefy, neither was there worm found in it. And Moses said, Eat it today, because it is the Sabbath of the Lord. Today it shall not be found in the field. Gather it 6 days, but on the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord. Therefore it shall not be found. And the seventh day came, and some of the people going forth to gather found none. And the Lord said to Moses, How long will you refuse to keep my commandments and my law? See that the Lord hath given you the Sabbath, and for this reason on the sixth day he giveth you a double provision. Let each man stay at home, and let none go forth out of his place the seventh day. And the people kept the Sabbath on the seventh day. And the house of Israel called the name thereof manna, and it was like coriander seed, white, and the taste thereof like to flour with honey. And Moses said, This is the word which the Lord hath commanded. Fill a gomer of it, and let it be kept unto generations to come hereafter, that they may know the bread wherewith I fed you in the wilderness, when you were brought forth out of the land of Egypt. And Moses said to Aaron, Take a vessel and put manna into it, as much as a gomer can hold, and lay it up before the Lord to keep unto your generations, as the Lord commanded Moses. And Aaron put it in the tabernacle to be kept. And the children of Israel ate manna 40 years, till they came to a habitable land. With this meat were they fed, until they reached the borders of the land of Canaan. Now a gomer is the tenth part of an ephah. Chapter 17. The people murmur again for want of drink. The Lord giveth them water out of a rock. Moses lifting up his hand in prayer, Amalek is overcome. Then all the multitude of the children of Israel, setting forward from the desert of Sin by their mansions, according to the word of the Lord, encamped in Rephidim, where there was no water for the people to drink. And they chode with Moses, and said, Give us water that we may drink. And Moses answered them, Why chide you with me? Wherefore do you tempt the Lord? So the people were thirsty there for want of water, and murmured against Moses, saying, Why didst thou make us go forth out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our beasts with thirst? And Moses cried to the Lord, saying, What shall I do to this people? Yet a little more, and they will stone me. And the Lord said to Moses, Go before the people, and take with thee of the ancients of Israel, and take in thy hand the rod wherewith thou didst strike the river, and go. Behold, I will stand there before thee, upon the rock of Horeb, and thou shalt strike the rock, and water shall come out of it, that the people may drink. Moses did so before the ancients of Israel. And he called the name of that place Temptation, because of the chiding of the children of Israel, and for that they tempted the Lord, saying, Is the Lord amongst us or not? And Amalek came, and fought against Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said to Josue, Choose out men, and go out and fight against Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill, having the rod of God in my hand. Josue did as Moses had spoken, and he fought against Amalek. But Moses and Aaron and Hur went up upon the top of the hill. And when Moses lifted up his hands, Israel overcame. But if he let them down a little, Amalek overcame. And Moses' hands were heavy. So they took a stone and put under him, and he sat on it. And Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands on both sides. And it came to pass that his hands were not weary until sunset. And Josue put Amalek and his people to flight by the edge of the sword. And the Lord said to Moses, Write this for a memorial in a book, and deliver it to the ears of Josue. For I will destroy the memory of Amalek from under heaven. And Moses built an altar, and called the names thereof, The Lord my exaltation, saying, Because the hand of the throne of the Lord and the war of the Lord shall be against Amalek from generation to generation. Chapter 18. Jethro bringeth to Moses his wife and children, his counsel. And when Jethro, the priest of Midian, the kinsman of Moses, had heard all the things that God had done to Moses and to Israel his people, and that the Lord had brought forth Israel out of Egypt, he took Sephora, the wife of Moses, whom he had sent back, and her two sons, of whom one was called Gershom, his father saying, I have been a stranger in a foreign country. And the other, Eleazar, for the God of my father, said, He is my helper, and hath delivered me from the sword of Pharaoh. And Jethro, the kinsman of Moses, came with his sons and his wife to Moses into the desert, where he was camped by the mountain of God. And he sent word to Moses, saying, Jethro, thy kinsman, come to thee, and thy wife, and thy two sons with her. And he went out to meet his kinsman, and worshipped and kissed him, and they saluted one another with words of peace. And when he was come into the tent, Moses told his kinsman all that the Lord had done to Pharaoh and the Egyptians in favor of Israel, and all the labor which had befallen them in the journey, and that the Lord had delivered them. And Jethro rejoiced for all the good things that the Lord had done to Israel, because he had delivered them out of the hands of the Egyptians. And he said, Blessed is the Lord, who hath delivered you out of the hand of Pharaoh, and out of the hand of the Egyptians, who hath delivered his people out of the hand of Egypt. Now I know that the Lord is great above all gods, because they dealt proudly against them. So Jethro, the kinsman of Moses, offered holocausts and sacrifices to God. And Aaron and all the ancients of Israel came to eat bread with them before God. And the next day Moses sat to judge the people, who stood by Moses from morning until night. And when his kinsman had seen all things that he did among the people, he said, What is it that thou dost among the people? Why sittest thou alone, and all the people wait from morning till night? And Moses answered him, The people come to me to seek the judgment of God. And when any controversy falleth out among them, they come to me to judge between them and to show the precepts of God and his laws. But he said, The thing thou dost is not good. Thou art spent with foolish labor. Hath thou and this people that is with thee, the business is above thy strength. Thou alone canst not bear it. But hear my words and counsels, and God shall be with thee. Be thou to the people in those things that pertain to God, to bring their words to him, and to show the people the ceremonies, and the manner of worshipping, and the way wherein they ought to walk, and the work that they ought to do. And provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, in whom there is truth, and that hate avarice, and appoint of them rulers of thousands, and of hundreds, and of fifties, and of tens, who may judge the people at all times, and when any great matter soever shall fall out, let them refer it to thee, and let them judge the lesser matters only, so that it may be lighter for thee, the burden being shared out unto others. If thou dost this, thou shalt fulfill the commandment of God, and shalt be able to bear his precepts, and all this people shall return to their places with peace. And when Moses heard this, he did all things that he had suggested unto him. And choosing able men out of all Israel, he appointed them rulers of the people, rulers over thousands, and over hundreds, and over fifties, and over tens. And they judged the people at all times, and whatsoever was of greater difficulty, they referred to him, and they judged the easier cases only. And he let his kinsmen depart, and he returned and went into his own country. Chapter 19. They come to Sinai. The people are commanded to be sanctified. The Lord, coming in thunder and lightning, speaketh with Moses. In the third month of the departure of Israel out of the land of Egypt, on this day they came into the wilderness of Sinai. For departing out of Rephidim, and coming to the desert of Sinai, they camped in the same place, and there Israel pitched their tents over against the mountain. And Moses went up to God, and the Lord called unto him from the mountain, and said, Thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, You have seen what I have done to the Egyptians, how I have carried you upon the wings of eagles, and have taken you to myself. If therefore you will hear my voice, and keep my covenant, you shall be my peculiar possession above all people, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be to me a priestly kingdom, and a holy nation. These are the words thou shalt speak to the children of Israel. Moses came, and calling together the elders of the people, he declared all the words which the Lord had commanded. And all the people answered together, All that the Lord hath spoken we will do. And when Moses had related the people's words to the Lord said to him, Lo, now will I come to thee in the darkness of a cloud, that the people may hear me speaking to thee, and may believe thee forever. And Moses told the words of the people to the Lord. And he said to him, Go to the people, and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their garments, and let them be ready against the third day, for on the third day the Lord will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai. And thou shalt appoint certain limits to the people round about, and thou shalt say to them, Take heed you go not up into the mount, and that ye touch not the borders thereof. Every one that toucheth the mount, dying, he shall die. No hand shall touch him, but he shall be stoned to death, or shall be shot through with arrows. Whether it be beast or man, he shall not live. When the trumpet shall begin to sound, then let them go up into the mount. And Moses came down from the mount to the people, and sanctified them. And when they had washed their garments, he said to them, Be ready against the third day, and come not near your wives. And now the third day was come, and the morning appeared, and behold, thunders began to be heard, and lightning to flash, and a very thick cloud to cover the mount, and the noise of the trumpet sounded exceeding loud, and the people that was in the camp feared. And when Moses had brought them forth to meet God from the place of the camp, they stood at the bottom of the mount, and all Mount Sinai was on a smoke, because the Lord was come down upon it in fire, and the smoke arose from it as out of a furnace, and all the mount was terrible. And the sound of the trumpet grew by degrees louder and louder, and was drawn out to a greater length. Moses spoke, and God answered him. And the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai in the very top of the mount, and he called Moses unto the top thereof. And when he was gone up thither, he said unto him, Go down, and charge the people, lest they should have a mind to pass the limits to see the Lord, and a very great multitude of them should perish. The priests also that come to the Lord, let them be sanctified, lest he strike them. And Moses said to the Lord, The people cannot come up to Mount Sinai, for thou didst charge and command, saying, Set limits about the mount, and sanctify it. And the Lord said to him, Go, get thee down, and thou shalt come up, thou and Aaron with thee, but let not the priests and the people pass the limits, nor come up to the Lord, lest he kill them. And Moses went down to the people, and told them all. Chapter 20. The Ten Commandments. And the Lord spoke all these words, I am the Lord thy God, who brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt not have strange gods before me. Thou shalt not make to thyself a graven thing, nor the likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or in the earth beneath, nor of those things that are in the waters under the earth. Thou shalt not adore them, nor serve them. I am the Lord thy God, mighty, jealous, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands to them that love me, and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that shall take the name of the Lord his God in vain. Remember that thou keep holy the Sabbath day. 6 days shalt thou labor, and shalt do all thy works, but on the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. Thou shalt do no work on it. Thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy beast, nor the stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and the sea, and all things that are in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the seventh day, and sanctified it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thou mayest be long-lived upon the land which the Lord thy God will give thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not cover thy neighbor's house. Neither shalt thou desire his wife, nor his servant, nor his handmaid, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is his. And all the people saw the voices and the flames and the sound of the trumpet and the mount smoking. And being terrified and struck with fear, they stood afar off, saying to Moses, Speak thou to us, and we will hear. Let not the Lord speak to us, lest we die. And Moses said to the people, Fear not, for God has come to prove you, and that the dread of him might be in you, and you should not sin. And the people stood afar off. But Moses went to the dark cloud wherein God was. And the Lord said to Moses, Thus shalt thou say to the children of Israel, You have seen that I have spoken to you from heaven. You shall not make gods of silver, nor shall you make to yourselves gods of gold. You shall make an altar of earth unto me, and you shall offer upon it your holocausts and peace offerings, your sheep and oxen, in every place where the memory of my name shall be. I will come to thee, and will bless thee. And if thou make an altar of stone unto me, thou shalt not build it of hewn stones, for if thou lift up a tool upon it, it shall be defiled. Thou shalt not go up by steps unto my altar, lest thy nakedness be discovered. Chapter 21. Laws relating to justice. These are the judgments which thou shalt set before them. If thou buy a Hebrew servant, 6 years shall he serve thee. In the seventh he shall go out free for nothing. With what raiment he came in, with the like let him go out. If having a wife, his wife also shall go out with him. But if his master gave him a wife, and she hath borne sons and daughters, the woman and her children shall be her master's, but he himself shall go out with his raiment. And if the servant shall say, I love my master and my wife and children, I will not go out free. His master shall bring him to the gods, and he shall be set to the door and the posts, and he shall bore his ear through with an awl, and he shall be his servant forever. If any man sell his daughter to be a servant, she shall not go out as bondwomen are wont to go out. If she displeases the eyes of her master to whom she was delivered, he shall let her go, but he shall have no power to sell her to a foreign nation if he despise her. But if he have betrothed her to his son, he shall deal with her after the manner of daughters. And if he take another wife for him, he shall provide her a marriage and raiment, neither shall he refuse the price of her chastity. If he do not these three things, she shall go out free without money. He that striketh a man with a will to kill him shall be put to death. But he that did not lie in wait for him, but God delivered him into his hands, I will appoint thee a place to which he must flee. If a man kill his neighbor on set purpose, and by lying in wait for him, thou shalt take him away from my altar, that he may die. He that striketh his father or mother shall be put to death. He that shall steal a man, and sell him, being convicted of the guilt, shall be put to death. He that curseth his father or mother shall die the death. If men quarrel, and the one strike his neighbor with a stone or with his fist, and he die not, but keepeth his bed, if he rise again and walk abroad upon his staff, he that struck him shall be quit. Yet, so that he make restitution for his work, and for his expenses upon the physician. He that striketh his bondman or bondwoman with a rod, and they die under his hand, shall be guilty of the crime. But if the party remain alive a day or two, he shall not be subject to the punishment, because it is his money. If men quarrel, and one strike a woman with child, and she miscarry indeed, but live herself, he shall be answerable for so much damage as the woman's husband shall require, and his arbiters shall award. But if her death ensue thereupon, he shall render life for life. Eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burning for burning, wound for wound, stripe for stripe. If any man strike the eye of his manservant or maidservant, and leave them but one eye, he shall let them go free for the eye which he put out. Also, if he strike out a tooth of his manservant or maidservant, he shall in like manner make them free. If an ox gore a man or woman, and they die, he shall be stoned, and his flesh shall not be eaten, but the owner of the ox shall be quit. But if the ox was wont to push with his horn yesterday, and the day before, and they warned his master, and he did not shut him up, and he shall kill a man or a woman, then the ox shall be stoned, and his owner also shall be put to death. And if they set a price upon him, he shall give for his life whatsoever is laid upon him. If he have gored a son or a daughter, he shall fall under the like sentence. And if he assault a bondman or a bondwoman, he shall give 30 sickles of silver to their master, and the ox shall be stoned. If a man open a pit and dig one and cover it not, and an ox or an ass fall into it, the owner of the pit shall pay the price of the beasts. That which is dead shall be his own. If one man's ox gore another man's ox, and he die, they shall sell the live ox, and shall divide the price, and the carcass of that which died they shall part between them. But if he knew that his ox was wont to push yesterday and the day before, and his master did not keep him in, he shall pay ox for ox, and shall take the whole carcass. End of side one. Please.